Governor Maura Healey will be delivering her State of the Commonwealth address tonight, and joining us this morning with a preview is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be with you, Dan. And tonight, when we listen to the governor's State of the State, I hope she talks about revenue, because right now the state isn't bringing enough money to pay for what we're doing now.
And this comes at a time when the budget is going to be due very soon.
Yes, the what is called House One, but really is the governor's budget, is due next Wednesday, January 24th. And I know she announced a real child care program yesterday, but I hope she tells the residents how she's going to pay for it.
And she's also, this also comes at a time when she has recently announced some cuts.
She already announced about $375 million worth of cuts, because 6 months in a row, the state didn't bring in enough revenue. And yesterday was an estimated tax day for businesses, so it would be interesting if how much money came in yesterday, because she announced a lot of good things, but she didn't say how she was going to pay for them.
And in addition to the budget and revenue, which is always a big part of the State of the Commonwealth address, I imagine the MBTA will also be a big topic of discussion.
Well, I can tell you, you know, because you're a news reporter, you're talking about the MBTA every day, so she's going to have to address that. And the migrant program, she's going to have to address that. She's got good ideas, but I hope she comes through with some specificity. And here's something to watch tonight, how the legislature responds to her speech.
So is there any other topics you think she's going to need to mention, or any particular constituency she's probably going to try to be addressing during the State of the Commonwealth address?
Well, I think the key to me is that the local communities will worry about what they call 9C cuts. That's money that helps the local communities with schools and fire and police, whether the revenue problem gets so bad, she has to employ 9C cuts. So that's something that the local communities will watch closely when they hear her remarks tonight.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. We'll talk to Christine tomorrow.
Indeed. And the State of the Commonwealth address will take place tonight at 7 o'clock, and that will be at the State House.